We continue by Israel, Hashem is Baruch, to speak about Avira da Ara Machkam. I saw a beautiful word that the post we say every year in the Haggadah and the Dayanu, Ilu Nosan as a Torah, V'loi Chnisan al Eretz Yisrael Dayanu. So, what's the connection of Nosan as a Torah? So the Magid Varav Yaakov has a beautiful pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And you need to have Chachma to learn Torah and understand Torah. So we say, Ilu Nosalon us a Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us the Torah, we have to be very thankful to Him for giving us the Torah. But if like Nisanala, but and even if he wouldn't have taken us into Eretz Yisrael, but now that we say, as our Gemara teaches us, Avira, that Yisrael Machim, so because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so, and also gave us Eretz Yisrael, he gave us the ability to learn and understand that Torah that we wouldn't have had if we just would have received the Torah and never entered Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Masechta Soita Daf Yudal Ramat Aleph teaches us Mabneima Nesavim Moshe Likonis Laretz. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so anxious to enter Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara V'chilechem Epiria Ulezboim Metuvu Hutzarech. Was Moshe so anxious to eat from the delicious fruit and food of Eretz Yisrael? El Oma Moshe Echnes Laretz. The reason I want to enter Tzisrael, kidei sheyir na'asim mitzvus al yodai. We know there's so many mitzvus, hatluyus baretz, get only to be fulfilled in Tzisrael. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was so anxious to be able to go into Tzisrael, to be able to do those mitzvah. So Ksav Seifer asks, why does the Gemara use this long wording, lechel mepiria, the Gemara should have said, V'chilechu utzarech. So he says that the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Aleph is that the reason we want to go to Eretz Yisrael is because Eretz Yisrael is the place where it's most conducive to being able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael is the place where it's most conducive where we can learn Torah. So it says the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu want to go in Eretz Yisrael, lechem epiria luzbu mitova, and therefore he'll have the ability, the menuchas hanefesh, he won't have a problem with panosa, and therefore he'll want to be able to learn Torah better and do mitzvahs better. That wasn't the point of Moshe Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go Eretz Yisrael because Avir da Ara Machkim, and at Yisrael you could do Torah even if you don't have food, because that's the Avir of Eretz Yisrael. And that's, says the Bnei Soscher, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Lech lecha mi'artzcha me'vich me'vartcha el oretz asher ara elecha. He says that Avram Avinu was leaving everything. It's very difficult to leave everything. But if you're going to Eretz Yisrael and Avira da Ara Machkim, then even though there are many difficulties in transporting yourself, they're all worth it because Avira da Ara Machkim. And then he says, a chiddush nifla. He says that we know that in Eretz Yisrael, Yontav is celebrated one day. In Chutz Laretz, Yontav is celebrated 2 days, Yontav Sheni Shagolius. So he explains why. So he says that Eretz Yisrael, because Avir the Ara Machkim, so whatever somebody needs to gain from Yontav, grow from Yontav, learn from Yontav, in the environment of Eretz Yisrael, of Avir the Ara Machkim, you could do it in one day. In Chutz Laretz, it takes 2 days. And that's why in Chutzlars we have 2 days Yontif, and that's why we only have 1 day Yontif. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Kuf Yur Amud Beis, says, Kol Hador Beit Yisrael Doim Kamish Yesh Lo Yelka. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God, and not in Chutzlars. So the question that Reb Tzadik asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited to Eretz Yisrael? Meloi Chala Aretz Kavoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So how could the Gemara say, Kol Hador Beit Yisrael Doim Kamish Yesh Lo Yelka? So he explains that our Gemara is teaching us Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and Eretz Yisrael is a special level of Chachma. Since there's a special level of Chachma in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael one can reach the Madrega of Sheyesh Le'Alaka, that he recognizes there's a God in the world. In Chutz Laaretz, it's much more difficult to come to that recognition. There's a beautiful Vart from the Sefer Zichron Shloima. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, teaches us. Amle l'Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikas Savi B'Bavel. They're all people living in Bavel. So Tom of Amar, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't understand. Don't we say every day in Krishna, 3 times a day, L'man Yirbu Yumechem V'Yimei V'Mechem Al Adoma Netz Yisrael Nana Chutz Laaretz. But continues the Gemara, Kivin Darmile, once they reported to him, Mekadmi u'mechashki l'beik nishtab, they get up early and late to go into shul. Amri hani dahanilu. Oh, if they go to shul to learn, to be smerish to learn, that's why they could have a richas yomim. So why? So he explains that Avir Eretz Yisrael machkim. What is chachma? The chachma is to know how to be quiet, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yigimel, Siyag L'Chachma Shtika. So somebody who lives his life with Chachma doesn't waste his time. Such a person is Zoyche Tariches Yomim. He cherishes his life. He uses his life in the most productive and constructive manner. So that, where do you come to do that? In Eretz Yisrael. Why do you come to do that in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael, Avir Dara Machkim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're smart, and you know how to live properly, and come to Arichas Yomim. So they told him that these individuals, who are Baruch Hashem Zoyche Arichas Yomim, also in Chutz Laaretz, Mekadmi Mechashke Lebei Knishta, they spend their days in the Beis Medrash. So they also have Chachma. If they have Chachma, they know how to live. And if they know how to live, they'll have Arichas Yomim. In fact, there's a story that the Imre Emes, the first time he went to Eretz Yisrael, and then after being in Eretz Yisrael, he came back to Poland. So he was asked by his chassidim, so what did you see in Eretz Yisrael? If our Gemara teaches us, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, so what was the Chachma that you saw in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, you know what I learned in Eretz Yisrael? That Siyag L'Chachma, the smartest thing you could do is Shtika. The Shlo explains that this is why Yeshua Benun is specifically called Yeshua Benun. Because we know that there are Nun Shari Bina, there are 50 Shari Bina, and Yeshua, given that he was the one that took Klal Yisrael, he led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and therefore, because Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, he was Zoyche, and he was the person that brought Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he was Zoyche Ben Nun to get to the 50th Shari Bina. The Sfarna has a whole different approach to why Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, it's a Sfarna at the end of Parashas Noach. He says that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says that the Mabul did not affect Eretz Yisrael. So all the other places around the world
when they were affected by the Mabul, the Mabul caused that they should not, they should become Megushim, that they should not be on the same high level. Whereas Eretz Yisrael, which was not affected by the Mabul, was able to retain its very high Madrega, and therefore Avir the Aramak. Then I saw a very interesting Shaila discussed by the Cheshuki Chemet. There's a person who has a son, person living in Chosroes who has a son, who's not being so successful in his learning. And he wants to know, they're not able, he, his family, are not able to go move to Eretz Yisrael, but they want to know if they'll just come to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, is what our Gemara teaches us, Avir the Aramachim, going to perhaps be effective. He says a very interesting tshuva. He says the Torah, in describing Parsha Shlach, after Meraglim returned and gave their negative report on Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, "V'yipa Moshe v'Aaron al pneihem." Moshe and Aaron, when this happened, fell. V'shu benun the kol ben yifunim min atarmas aretz koru b'gdeim. Yishu benun and kol ben yifunah, when they saw what's happening, ripped their begodim. So he says that Rav Shlomo Kluger in his sefer Imre Shefer asks the question, why does the pasuk have to describe Yeshua and Kalev as the individuals who were menat tarmas aretz, who had viewed the land? So he explains that what does somebody tear his begodim, rachman tzlan? The reason somebody tears his begodim is if rachman tzlan, somebody passes away, we do kriya. So we do kriya, explains Rav Shlomo Kluger, when there is no more hope, the person passed away. As long as there's hope, certainly there's no avelus, there's no kriya. So he makes an interesting observation. Moshe and Aaron, nafla planeim. They went and they davened. They didn't think it's all over. They thought that there's still hope. And they didn't think that the Aveira of the Meraglim would cause the terrible Gzeir that we know it caused. Yeshua the Kalev ripped the Begodim. They saw that it was hopeless. The Aveira of the Meraglim caused in damage that irretrievable. So he explains, why were Yeshua the Kalev? So the Pasuk itself explains of Shlomo Kluger, is asking the question, how, why were Yeshua the Kalev able to see that the situation was hopeless, something that Moshe and Aaron didn't see? So he says, because the Pasuk, so the Pasuk, he says, answers the question itself. Because Yeshua ben Nun, the Kalev ben Yefuna, min ha-Torah mis-Aretz. They were people who saw Eretz Yisrael. They just taught Eretz Yisrael. They were only there, as we know, for 40 days. But that 40 days that they were there gave them, the Rav Shlomo Kluger's vort, the advantage over Moshe v'Aaron, that they saw what Moshe v'Aaron couldn't see. Because Avir da Ara Machim, and they had Avir da Ara, and Moshe v'Aaron did not. So he says, from here we see that even a person who was there just for a tour, they were just there for 40 days, already could come to a madrega, a greater madrega, than somebody who was never there.